Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Lindsay, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Fake or For Real. How are you doing this morning?
Awesome.
All right, Lindsay, is the real headline A, a woman brawls with the cops after a pinball machine eats her money? Is it B, a woman brawls with the cops after a canine poops on her donut? Or is it C, a woman brawls with the cops after receiving a DUI on roller skates?
I'm going to go with C as in cat.
It's not C as in cat. It's actually A as in apple.
Oh, man.
I know. Crazy.
Yep. 26-year-old woman. Her name is Kylie Cunningham. She was drunk at a bowling alley in Plainfield Township, Pennsylvania on Saturday night, and she wanted to play some pinball. But the machine ate her money.
Uh-oh.
The bowling alley did give her a refund, but she was still really mad at the pinball machine.
Mm-hmm.
So she beat up the pinball machine.
Uh-oh.
And that sounds like it would hurt.
You would think. And that's when the police were called. Two officers showed up. She tried to fight both of them, too. Instead, she was charged with aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and a slew of other charges. Time now for another round of the Best Friend Game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cody and Amanda, everybody.
Yay!
Welcome to the show,
guys.
Cody and Amanda. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, are you excited to be here?
Yeah.
That's great. Not nervous or any of that.
No. It's just a lot of fun.
Good. Last pair we had in here, they were afraid they were going to leave and no longer be friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're happy to report they're still together. So.
It was touch and go for about a half a second, but then it was all just fine. So how long have you been friends?
14 years.
Long time. So how old were you when you?
We were in middle school.
Yeah, seventh grade.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's when
I don't
want to
reveal my
happens.
Age, but.
Well, I just love that. I wish, you know, the best, my best friend that I had when I grew up was still close and enough that we could, you know, hang out and be together. Because you don't ever make friendships like you had when you were that age.
Absolutely
just
not.
So that's awesome. So have you remained close ever since then or?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep.
Nice. And so what do you do when you get together and hang out?
Mainly just drink wine, watch movies, shop. Just depends on where we're going. But we like to do like outdoorsy things too when the weather is cooperating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went to Perfect North recently and we do kayaking over the summer a lot.
Nice. So,
the brewing.
Yeah. Yes.
So there are activities.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's nice. So either of you married, kids, in a relationship?
Amanda, let's start with you.
Married. Okay. I don't have any kids, but I am married.
Married. Right. How long have you been married?
For 4 years.
Wow. You still like him?
Yep.
That's good.
All right. And Cody,
that
what about
good.
You?
Yep. Married as well. Married for 3 years.
Three?
Yeah, yeah. Almost 3 years.
Any kids over there yet?
No, just a fur baby.
Just a fur baby. That's fur babies. Aren't they fantastic? All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm in sales.
That's Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And, Cody. And I'm a project associate right now.
Okay. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoy the people I work with the most, and that's what I like.
That's awesome. So I think we're kicking Cody out of here, aren't we?
Is that the plan?
Yes.
All right. We're going to be answering questions about Cody, which means Cody is going off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth so that Amanda can speak freely. See you in a few minutes, Cody. And now that Cody is safely out of earshot, Jen, whenever you're ready.
What is at the top of her bucket list?
Traveling. Some more
anywhere
traveling
in specific?
Across the world. She lived in Thailand for a couple of years.
Oh,
wow.
That's part of the reason it took us a bit to get on the game. We were waiting for her to move back indefinitely so we could schedule with you all.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I think more travel, if it involved going to even more countries. I think that she really enjoyed being there and seeing a new culture.
All right. So when she looks at her life, what event divides her life into before and after?
I would say right now, her marriage.
That was the biggest life-changing event.
Yes, getting married and moving to Thailand because it kind of happened together.
All right.
He got offered a job in Thailand and basically said, will you marry me and move to Thailand with me?
Gotcha.
So that whole thing of getting married, then immediately moving to Thailand for 2 years.
Yeah, that's
definitely
a big before and after. Yeah. Okay. Other than looks, what is the number one thing she finds attractive in someone?
Humor, personality.
You sense of humor?
Yeah.
Okay. What's something about her that would surprise her parents?
Probably her taste for beer.
How much she really likes beer.
Yeah.
All right. And what is something her husband really wants her to do, but she refuses?
Get another dog.
Get another dog. Okay.
All right. There's five questions. Now that Amanda has answered all five, we're going to bring Cody back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Amanda's. Come on back, Cody. There she is. All right. Have a seat right up there.
Hopefully nothing too embarrassing.
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. Depends on your definition of embarrassment.
Uh-oh.
All right. First question's worth $10. Let's see how you do.
Okay. What's at the top of your bucket list?
Maybe travel to Europe.
Okay.
I love traveling. Yay!
And then she said you lived in Thailand for a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
What brought you there?
My husband's job. We relocated over there for his job. And then I got a job there and we did a bunch of traveling.
And where in Thailand did you live?
In Bangkok.
In Bangkok, yeah. Do you speak the language?
Ni noi ka.
Oh, wow.
A little bit.
You picked up a little bit while you were there, but you didn't go there really knowing the language.
No. Yeah. We had 2-3 months, I think, to plan everything.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
It was very fast.
So. And both of us had never been out of the country before either, so.
It was a big change, having
never traveled out of the country for you.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're living out of the country. Yeah. Right.
So you would do it again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. What event divides your life into before and after?
Maybe before I met my husband and then after I met my husband, or maybe the relocation, because that's huge.
Well, which one do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with the Thailand thing.
All right.
Before Thailand, after Thailand.
There you go.
Yay.
But that has a huge thing to do with my husband, too. So.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
It was kind of a combination of getting married and moving to Thailand because they were connected.
I think the technical answer was marriage, but we're going to give it to you anyway.
Yay!
So let's see. There's another 20 bucks. You got 30 so far. The next question is worth an additional $30.
Other than looks, what is the number one thing you find attractive in someone?
If I'm going their personality, but mainly their sense of humor.
Yes.
That's it.
Yay.
Right on both counts.
Yay!
There's another 30. Next question is worth 40.
What's something about you that would surprise your parents?
Oh, that's so bad, Amanda. Maybe that I drink.
What do you drink?
Wine and beer, because they don't know that side of me.
I try to get you there, but the way she framed it was your taste for beer.
Okay.
Your love of beer.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I did mean it more like that she drinks.
Yeah, very religious.
So you get all schnockered and act like a crazy person and your parents have no idea.
They have no idea.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you wasted right now?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Let me see your pupils.
Give it to them. They can
all right. There's another 40 bucks, guys. Jen is in a generous mood today.
Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome.
You are now at the fifth and final question. So far, you've won $100. If you get this right, you win $150 to share between
you. You'll be in the 5 for 5 club, and it is a very small club, just so you know.
Ooh.
Here you go. What's something your husband really wants you to do, but you refuse?
Maybe have children.
That is not what Amanda said.
Nope.
I said, get another dog.
Get another dog.
You were thinking fur babies.
Yeah, fur babies.
Yeah.
Here they go. Babies. You got time. You got time.
Yes, I have
time. I think you need to get all this drinking out of your system before
the
you
drinking
go.
Drinking and the traveling. I think you need to go to Germany, actually.
Yeah.
Getting wasted in other countries for a few years before you want to settle down popping out some babies.
That's all right, guys. You still got 100 bucks.
Right.
That's pretty good.
That's
congratulations.
Awesome. Yay.
Yeah, Cody well and Amanda, done. Thanks for coming to the Best Friend Game, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So if you'd like to go on the Best Friend Game, we have a form you can fill out if you go online to WKRQ.com. What do they do for you? They just click Best Friend Game and that'll take it right to them?
Yep, it's on the front page and there's a form you fill out and it comes straight to us.
All right, fill it out, hit submit, and you'll be hearing from us.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.